After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? It is another episode of Love and Hip Hop, aka The Ratchet Hour. Matter of fact, we got 2 hours to get in, so we're going to get right to it. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. Oh.
It's your girl, Cordy. It's your girl, Cordy.
Malcolm's in the building now.
Khalil is crazy.
Oh, my word. Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I praise his name. Oh, I praise his name. Hey.
It's your girl, Cordy.
It's your girl, Cardi B. It's your girl, Cardi B. What's up, everybody? You know what it is. It's about that time. Love and Hip Hop New York. If you don't know who that is, in the old ear, that's the one and only Cardi B with her single On Fleek. On Fleek. Turtle Water. No.
Turtle Tank.
Turtle Tank.
Who remembers that?
Yeah. If you don't know what that is, you gotta look that up. So I'm your boy, Lim Gonzalez. As always, you can find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. You can also check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Next to me is my main man, Jimmy V. What up, Jimmy?
What's happening? It's your boy, Jimmy V. Twitter, Instagram, at Be Your Own Dad. Go check that blog, beyourowndad.blogspot.com.
Yeah. And of course, we got our female energy in the building, Miss Trinae Todd.
What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Trinae. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at your girl, Trinae. And who's this old guy?
We got the honorable executor.
Brothers and sisters. Thank you all for having me tonight.
Prayer tonight.
Thank you all for having me tonight. I really appreciate being here. I'm Brother Abubu. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Abubu. Thank you. God bless.
Oh, and the name. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So we got to get to it because we have two full power-packed hours of ratchetness.
Yes, we do. So I'll be with us.
I lost a whole lot of brain cells tonight, guys.
We need to be cleansed already.
Yes.
Trinae was like, I'm going to church right after this.
I lost so much energy after this.
Yeah. We're all vexed. Gotta get one to center with the Lord. You have to use old school terms. You have to say vexed.
Vexed.
Because that's what this did. Like, it was so much in our faces that was going on.
Preach.
So let's start off. I kind of want to go on segments here.
Go for it.
Because there was a lot going
on.
Kind
of
a thing.
Yeah, let's go. You got it, Brother Lim.
Let's go with the...
Come on.
Preach on him.
I can't do it.
Start it off right.
Wow. We gonna go to the segment.
What segment?
Of Yandy.
Yandy. Oh,
Sister Yandy. And the baby mama drama.
Baby mama.
All right, so
I'm just getting hot.
Child.
So we got Yandy and the baby mamas, and there's a whole situation going up because, of course, the baby mamas are feeling disrespected, right? And this has been an ongoing thing from last season. Mm-hmm. Now it's trickled on over to this season, and we see the whole situation. We see where we have who we got here. I'm trying to see their name. So we got baby mama number one, which is little Mandisa's mom. That's Samantha. Mm-hmm. And then we have baby mama number two, which is Erica, right? Mm-hmm. And so Erica is feeling some kind of way because she was called the go-between. What was it? What was the term that was used?
The break baby.
The break baby.
The break baby. Mm-hmm. She claims she had the break baby. So we got to see actually the breakdown of the break baby situation.
Did you see that transition then? Watch out now. AfterBuzz post over here.
I'm just saying. Break gate. Come on. Get into it. Break gate. So we saw that exposed, right? And we saw Sister Erica break it down to Mandy and kind of let her know Yandy wasn't having it. Yandy was not having it. Mm-hmm. Who do you think was right in this situation, just between Erica and Yandy?
Oh, my gosh. So the fact that Erica brought out the passports, the receipts.
Receipts, son.
Said that's that what's... I have had apartments and cars
mm-hmm. in my
in
name,
my name mm-hmm. for Mendici's. Yandy was correct to say, okay, then what does that make you? Mm. That makes you a slide.
Slide.
That's what slides
because,
do.
That's what slides do.
I mean, from what it sounds like to me is all the stuff that he was doing, the illegal stuff, mm-hmm. he was putting it in her, her name so it wouldn't track back to him. Mm. And he would never put Yandy through that because of the position Yandy holds.
Mm. Well,
interesting.
I mean, that's just... I just couldn't believe she brought that out of her purse. Like, what
like
is that
she
gonna...
was proud of that.
Yeah, like what is that going to prove?
This is
like,
what you know? I did.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think she told on herself when she said, I did this in my name. Because she was trying to say, we've been on trips together and we've done this together. We have passports matching. I don't know how you have a matching passport stamp. That's something new for me. But anyway, but she was, when she said, she messed up when she said she put it in her name yeah. and she had this in her name and cars and apartments. That does not make you the boo. That does not make you the boo at all. That makes you the slide.
The
slide.
But
to
we're going to slide.
You know
on
what me. Makes yeah. you the boo?
Right.
That ring.
That ring.
Ooh. She was sure.
Oh, oh, hello.
Oh.
Bring that.
Yandy was holding it down.
And she was like, it ain't
she's
about
like,
the kids.
That's what the wife does. Ooh.
She's like, it's about the kids, but it's about but, the rock right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, right
it's
now. About, it's about this the bad
kids
boy.
And no. The baby rock that I have. That's what's going on.
The baby.
Yeah.
The baby stole. Samantha, what do you think about Samantha's position? Because her whole thing has just been about her son.
Samantha needs to get some, like, mental help or something. Really? She just looks like she's just had enough.
Going through it?
She yeah. doesn't even need to be in this circle anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, it's mm-hmm. had a wear and tear on her mm-hmm. right now. I really feel like her anger needs to be going towards Mendici's, mm. not towards Yandy. You
but
know,
she
this
can't
is,
because Mendici's
but I'm
is
saying this
up.
Is our child, and you need to have a discussion with your wife. Mm-hmm. You know, she displacing that anger against Yandy, you know, saying this and saying that, that's not going to really do anything because at mm-hmm. the end of the day, Mendici's and Samantha had a child. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Yandy is just an accessory to this because she's married to mm-hmm. him.
Mm-hmm. I feel the preaching.
So
mm-hmm. I feel it.
That, mm-hmm. That's just the way that I feel about it.
Okay. What do you think, Khalil?
Brother man.
Brother Khalil.
What does... Brothers and sisters, one thing we all need to take away from this is understanding. Uh-huh. Okay? We all need to sit down and have conversations with each other and work on understanding each other in light of the Lord in which way he would want us to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's move on to the next group.
Let's move on.
The gag is
let's move on.
That Mendici claims Yandy, even though they ain't legally married.
Uh-huh. Shout out to all you people in the chat. We appreciate
damn.
You.
Oh, not
continue this conversation.
That's what's going on in the East Coast.
So, she got the ring, but the ring doesn't mean anything yet because they're not
to cover
married.
Up the
is
tracks.
Ah, but they had the whole big wedding ceremony that was filmed on VH1.
To cover up the tracks.
Yeah. Who said that?
We have a Michelle
word
D with
us
in the.
She ain't legally married.
All right, now we need some verified facts here.
Can we get some receipts?
That is
some marriage receipt with a marriage license. Can we get that proven?
But I think that's a big reason why Samantha feels some type of way is because Yandy got chosen at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. I think that Samantha feels some type of way because that's her son. And, you know, I mean, whatever Samantha was going through, we'll never really know the full story.
Right.
I feel like it was a lot going on with her. She's not maybe mentally in the right state of mind to mm-hmm. possibly take care of a child. Mm-hmm. And Mendici's mm-hmm. was, you know, supporting that and things like that. And, you know, they wanted to take little Mendici's out of the situation because it was, you know, a lot of issues probably going on at her house. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she just has a displaced anger against Yandy because she missed out on those moments with little Mendici.
So you don't think she's mentally stable?
No.
She's like, no, I just
I'm summarizing that.
I need my church fans.
I need your church fans.
You
do not hear her say
I had
that.
To take a drink, you know, because that was, you know.
Oh, wow.
It got me there.
Okay, that's a great point. I mean, my whole thing is I don't think she has, I think it is displaced anger. I think she cares about her son, but I don't think it's a jealous thing. Like, oh, Yandy is the one that is the wife. I don't think she's on Mendes's like that. I think she cares about her son, but doesn't want her rights as a mother to be treaded on, regardless of her past. I think that's kind of where she is.
Okay. Yeah. She might, I mean, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. She might be cleaning up her act now and trying to get it together. And now, you know, she wants that chance. And she just is now voicing her opinion on the fact that, you know, although all this stuff was going on, you guys still came in. You came in and you took my son out of school without my permission, without me backing it up.
So. Okay. There it is. Let's go on over to this Cardi B.
Oh, my favorite event of the night.
An Asia scenario.
Yes, I rock with Cardi.
This little nasty triangle going on.
I knew I liked Cardi. She's a Libra. I'm a Libra. I knew. I knew it.
We love the Libras.
What does she say?
I'm a Libra, so I'm
like,
we love the Libras.
Is that true, though?
I don't. I don't have a problem apologizing. So.
Oh, okay.
Me and Carly are two different people.
Okay.
But I knew it was something about I liked it.
Another something about the Libra.
Knew it was there.
So we obviously have the situation that's Cardi B. Swift is the producer, right? Now we see Cardi B. She's doing her thing. We played her music. She's rocking shows, apparently. She's in the NY. Swift is with her as the producer. I don't know that producers usually travel with the artists, but that's what's going on here. Just saying. And, of course, Asia, who happens to be in the UK, in London, is Swift's girlfriend from Instagram. They met on Instagram.
Met on the gram.
She was very proud of that.
And she's been holding it down.
Very proud.
Holding it down for 3 years or so.
2 years.
2 years.
And they hadn't seen each other for 8 months.
For a long time. She sees through social media and everything with Cardi B and the whole the pictures and all of that going on. And then Cardi B ends up seeing text messages from her on Swift's phone. So now there's funk between the three of them because Cardi B is not tripping off Swift like that. But, of course, Asia's feeling some kind of way, threatened, what have you, about that situation, and now wants to confront Cardi B. So they end up getting into it, and it's a whole big mess. So what do we think of that?
I'd just like to say that.
I felt so bad for this situation, but I'm going to let you go.
This is one of the situations where, and not just ladies, fellas too, if you fall victim to this.
This dude is really curious.
Fall
this
victim is, to the temptation.
This is a classic scenario of where everything one person does in a relationship, they will find a way to blame you for it. That's what this is.
Okay.
And you got to know when to realize these situations. You got to know when to put your eyes on it and to call it like it is.
Okay.
You got to realize
I think that just Swift wasn't thinking clearly. He gave Asia hotel information and Asia set up, you know, a nice little scenario for them at the hotel. You know, that's what you do in long distance relationships. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want to bring in the spark, you know, they had their little situation at the restaurant where things got a little bit emotional, where he said he wasn't talking to anyone. So she probably wanted to bring those roses over to surprise him.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, any woman who's in a relationship would see, it looks like he's bringing her back to the hotel for a recap.
Right.
That's what it looked like.
Or a nightcap.
For a nightcap, yeah. So.
Wow.
We could recap the night before.
I mean.
I took that scene a whole different way. The way I'm watching this is how everything was set up. I thought it was very cheesy. How they had the flowers and then her walking in and then
she's just kind of waiting there.
Had a sense as soon as Cardi stepped in, she's like, all right, I'm going to go slap this. And that's exactly what went down. Story-wise, I thought it was a little bit over the top.
Mm.
But that's what you get with love and hip-hop in itself. So.
Okay.
But, I just realized I watch it completely different than you guys. What do you guys think?
Well, I mean, boys and girls, this is a reality show. And we know that. There's a lot of staging that takes place. So not to burst your bubble.
I'm in my producer mode or something.
It is a lot of that. However, given the nature of the scenario itself, I feel like, let's say, our boy here, Swift, is playing his girl. He's playing Asia. I think that, not to say, I mean, they had the kiss.
And then blame both of them for it.
Right, exactly. They had, that was.
Take responsibility.
Yeah, that was whack. Mm-hmm. Like, that was whack. For him, it was like kind of a kid move because he's, you know, of course, Cardi B already said, if I see her or whatever, she's getting these hands.
Yeah.
That's already going down. Now you got this girl who already has some kind of way, feeling some kind of way. You're going to give her the hotel information. You're going to tell her where your whereabouts are. You know you're with Cardi B. You know what you're doing. Like, stop playing.
He didn't know that she was going to be in there, the room. Though. But he thought she was going to fly back to London.
Yeah.
That's true. However, you're dealing with a girl who feels threatened. And can do a lot of things that you may not know. And the fact you obviously gave her the hotel information, unless the producers gave it to her. Somehow she got the hotel information and was posted with them dozen roses from across the street. So that's all I'm saying. So the scenario presents itself. I feel like he overreacted in the situation. I like the fact that Cardi apologized later on. I like the fact that she said, look, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know I kicked you off the tour or whatever and all this went down, but I'm apologizing because, you know, we're working together. Regardless, you with this girl, but we're supposed to work together. Ain't nothing going on, but I think it's important that he tells her that and solidifies that and don't try to put it, because what happened when she asked, she's like, did you cheat on me? There was a lot of hesitation.
And that's actually, I wanted to bring that up. I wanted to ask the panel, mm-hmm. what would you do in that situation? Given the scenario that...
He knows that he kissed her. He didn't say anything. What would I do?
Let's... Because obviously you had to have been doing dirt to put yourself in a situation like that. But given a scenario where your girl feels threatened and your coworker mm-hmm. is in the hotel room with you,
right?
Even though it's nothing going on, right. What would you do in a scenario like that?
As what? As the guy.
The
significant other?
As the significant other. Oh, well, I'm sorry. As the guy.
As Swift.
As Swift. That's, yes.
That's tough. I would basically say, because let's go back outside.
Because here's the thing, because I had a slight issue with both of them getting mad at him not doing anything.
At him not doing anything.
I will definitely say
in
that.
Situation.
And then, too, I was mentioning this to Trini, too. I think he should have had his girls back when it came to comforting her, because obviously she just got the shit slapped out of her or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But he just kind of stood around, kind of like, I don't know
like,
what to do.
I don't know. He should have told Cardi B to get out. You need to leave. Don't disrespect my girl like that. Right. You need to get out. Yeah. Even if he would have, like, called her the next day or something and apologized to her, but he should have had Asia. Asia flew all the way from London to clear things up with you. You ain't seen her in 8 months, and this is the way that she gets treated.
Mm-hmm. This is where I think brother Swift messed up, because he should have been honest with her from jump. When she said, "Have you cheated on me?"
Let her know about the kiss.
Right. He should have said something, and he should have said, "Look, this is what happened. However long ago it was, because it wasn't just recent; it happened some time ago." He said, "Hey, we kissed. That is it. She has a man. I have a woman. I'm with you." And that's it. We work together. If he would have at least said that and put her at some ease, then it wouldn't have been so much of an issue.
It wouldn't have put her at ease.
And she was crying.
But you don't think that would have been a better situation than what he did? Because he lied.
I don't want to know. If you cheating, I don't want to know.
You don't want to know?
No, I'm sorry.
You just want to be cheated on?
I really don't. I mean, I don't want to know. Like, if I find it, if I go looking for it, then yeah. But I don't want to know if you're cheating. I don't want to see it. I don't.
Okay. Okay.
I really don't.
Mario.
Okay. I got something to tell you.
What?
I've been cheating on you.
I just really don't. Who would want to know that they're being cheated on?
I would want to know.
I just told you.
Survey.
I would want to know. If I got my lady and she's cheating on me behind my back, that's insulting. Yeah. I would rather you be like, hey, look, let me tell you what happened. I got my swerve on. I smashed with old boy. And then let me decide what I want to do. That either I can end the relationship, all right, cool, I'm done, or let's work this out.
I would want to know more,
I don't want to work this relationship. I don't want to be in this relationship anymore because I'm interested in someone else. That's what I would want to know. I don't want to know, like,
I wouldn't want to know details.
Okay. No, I don't want to know details. I don't want to know that.
I don't want to know details.
Well, it was Sunday around 11:30 p.m.
I just want to know.
It was after Bible study. And she came over.
Wearing curve cologne.
I would want you to be honest with me. I would want you to be honest with me and be like, look, this long distance thing is not working for me. I'm working with this girl.
Right.
You know, it's a situation I could just feel myself being tempted. I think we should take a break.
You say that, then you're basically saying you did something.
No, like, I
feel myself being tempted. You just snitched on yourself there.
No, I think you're just trying to get out of a situation before you end up cheating. Well, it sounds like what you're saying is you would rather someone tell you before they cheat.
Yeah.
Hey, this is how I feel. I agree.
Yeah.
I'm just saying they've already cheated. I would rather you tell me that just continue to cheat behind my back.
It's an emotional cheating. That's what she's talking about. You've emotionally cheated on me and moved on to someone else.
Either way, I think our boy Swift, you know, we could argue how he handled it. I think that he should have been straight up with his girl and then kind of went from there. The fact that he, you know, lied and then the whole Cardi B situation, because I really don't, Cardi B is not feeling him like that.
No.
Cardi B has her man in jail. She's waiting for him.
She said, if I wanted to sit on you, I would have sat on you.
Right, yeah.
If I wanted to sit on you, son, you would be sat on. So, I think it's with him. I think he needs to, again, buck up, be a man, and be like, look, we're going to do this, but this is who I'm working with. So if you have a problem with that, then you might have to kick rocks. Because this is my job, you know?
Right.
And that's what it is.
And but he should have said that. And
he's not.
In that moment when that was going on, he could have had Cardi B off to the side and be like, stop. You know, he could have been a man and actually defended.
Right.
Yeah.
Defended himself, defended Cardi B, defended old girl. He could have squashed that and fixed that.
Instead of.
And speaking of that, too, she ended up smacking him. And then. Mm-hmm. The way he responded,
I
think that was the truest emotion of the whole scene when he was like, hey, yo, that's not a team player move. I wouldn't have done that to you. I think that part there was the
team player move hashtag.
Yes. Real shit there. Because she smacked the shit out of him and had him looking stupid.
Here's the thing. I feel like just as a man, he should have just diffuse the situation. Like, you don't necessarily have to take sides.
Instead of just standing there and just...
Because, first off, it's too many emotions flying everywhere in that room for you to take sides and, like, make an action. Mm-hmm. So you really just need to diffuse it. Like, you go in this room, you go in that room, both of y'all chill the fuck out until we can talk level-headed.
And handle it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Personally.
Okay. I definitely think that he should have handled it different. I think we can agree that he should have done something different.
Yeah. Because he kind of just stood there and was like...
And got smacked.
Freeze up. Like a goddamn tragedy.
I mean, again, it was a rough... You can't... I feel like you can't talk to somebody when they're like that. Mm. You know what I mean? So it's like...
Emotion's too high.
Yeah, emotion's too high. Like, you can't talk to... So that's why I was kind of like, you can't be too mad at him for not doing anything, but he should have done something.
Word. Okay. I agree. I totally agree. Next scenario, talking about Snoop and her girl Jay and this Sophie
Felicia
Green.
Patterson.
Felicia
from
Patterson.
Felicia from The Wire.
The whole Sophie Green situation. First of all, Sophie Green, I'm not feeling this girl.
And I love
at
Snoop,
all.
By the way.
She is.
I can just tell that's her act. She is an actor. That is the character
that she's playing for
this. And she is fully committed to that.
I hated this scene.
That's what I said.
I hated this scene.
The audition scene?
No audition go like that.
Wait, what did Snoop call the audition? It was a. She said it was a.
Smut bucket?
Smut bucket? Yeah. Audition. So she wasn't even trying to give her a really good audition.
Yeah,
right.
It was like, this is for someone who doesn't really have any experience.
Right. And for you to,
basically.
For looking at it, it didn't look like a real audition.
No, it didn't.
It
didn't.
It looked like a...
But you know what?
No audition.
This part showed Jay's, like, insecurity.
Crazy?
Oh, absolutely.
Because, like, in the next preview, what that woman was saying to Snoop, like, she probably came out here to see what she can get out of you. That really proved a lot because it's like, yeah, you're in a relationship with a public figure, but you shouldn't be thinking that you're going to get a piece of the pie,
too. Exactly. Exactly.
Mm. Like, aren't you just with Snoop because Snoop is a person and you like her and
not Felicia Patterson from The Wire. All these other girls wanted me because they want to Snoop from The Wire. But she like Felicia.
Well, see, this has been my issue with Jay the whole time because I feel like, you know, and I have the issue that she left her son and supposedly her family back in Chicago and she's out here because
her life and
of
her job where she was making $150K a year. And
stop it. So she came for love with Snoop trying to work that out. But when you say like, oh, you haven't done nothing for me and I've been out here for however long, a year, year and a half. And I'm like, okay, so then you did come out here for some exposure. You did come out here for a possible check or whatever the case is. So the fact that you're even saying that, it basically disputes all of your claims of being real and being here for the right reasons. Because you're not. Point blank.
You just put that perfectly, yeah.
Boom. There it is.
Really? Yeah.
So, yeah. Moving along.
Messy. I don't have enough mops for this mess.
we see Rich Dallas, and we see his daughter Ashley again. She was introduced last season, and pretty girl. And her mom is in this particular. We see her again. What's her name? Miracle. Her mom, Miracle, and so they sound country too. They from Memphis. Yeah. You can tell they country.
They got that thick accent,
right? So he's talking to his daughter Ashley, and so last season we saw Ashley kind of stay with Rich for the summer, but Miracle was kind of in the mix, and Ashley was kind of wilding out, getting piercings and all this kind of stuff, and mom was bad.
Oh, the teenagers! Yeah,
and mom ended up snatching Ashley up and told her to come back to Memphis, and Rich got mad. So now it looks like they're trying to diss again, right? With Ashley coming to stay with Papa Rich.
Yeah.
And we see that Rich has a new boo named Jade, who's like a paralegal.
Like
a paralegal in LA. I don't know what like a paralegal is.
Like a paralegal.
Either you're a paralegal or you're not.
I model too, matter of fact, you know.
So they do have degrees for like paralegal.
She's barely on Instagram like that. She looks like an IG model.
Right. But I'm like, you like a paralegal. You just shot yourself in the foot. Yeah. And so Ashley, actually in that first scene, it's kind of funny when they have their little meal together. She comes for her. She comes for her seriously about her short shorts.
Yes.
First of all, if you're like a paralegal, why are you wearing short shorts? I'm just saying. Like, I don't know. Maybe because like paralegals don't wear short shorts.
They weren't short shorts, as she put it.
It's not, they were short. It's not like short. My ass was hanging out.
Exactly. Okay?
Yeah. But yeah, okay. Of course.
No camel toe here.
Not happening. But Ashley also says that she seems like the other girls that her dad has brought around, which I'm alluding to that are just in it for money or in it for fame.
So
or just like
we're comparing them to the Gucci's. Mariah Lynn's, the Erica Mendes.
I think Ashley would see her dad with like somebody who's on her dad's age level, and
exactly.
Who's also like more so maybe on the level of her mom, and you know, professional maybe. So when she saw Jade, she was just like,
she's like,
this ain't nothing new,
right? You're like my older sister. Which technically is true because she's 24. And you know,
19.
Rich is in his 40s. Let's keep it all the way real.
And man, he's looking old up there. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
With the Frankie Lyman escrow.
He's still,
that
still
up
getting the 24-year-old?
Yeah.
I see you, brother Rich. I see you out there.
Yeah, whatever you do, what you got to do. But she's not having it. And so they actually, she actually later on in the episode, we're covering two episodes. There's a lot going on. But we see later on that there's actually a confrontation between her and Rich. And she's actually like, yo, I haven't seen you since we had this, you know, meal with your daughter. And she came for me. And she starts going in and just basically like going in on Rich and saying, you didn't defend me. You know, I don't know what you're trying to do with me and all this kind of stuff. Because she was talking big. She said marriage. And I'm like,
6 months.
Listen,
stop it.
He was talking some stuff.
24.
Stop it.
She thinks he's going to take her to the promised land. I mean.
But you just got to look at his track record. That's my thing.
Yes.
It's like, you don't even have to know him personally. You just got to watch the show. You watch the show and you see his track record with these girls. Mm-hmm. And then you get up and you're
you
6 months.
You think yet anything different?
And you live in L.A., so you don't even
look
live in
you.
New York.
What's
so
the
it's
word?
Like,
you slide?
Come on, man. Come on. Stop it.
Look
stop
at
it.
You.
Stop it. So anyway, I just have issue with Miss Jade, and I'm just going to be interesting, you know, how long she stays around, because obviously, spoiler alert, but we see at the very end of the episode, my girl, Petty Princess herself, Monice, drops by, and it's all the way back.
I did like Monice.
Yeah.
I liked her a lot when I first met her, and then after a while, I was just kind of like,
I just like that she's super petty. I just like that she's super petty.
Yeah, I like that.
Super petty. The highest degree.
She platinum.
Like times 10,000.
She's platinum level petty, but I like that. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what this works out, you know, given the previews and all of that. Continuing on, we have Kim Bella. And of course, Kim Bella is Jewel Santana's woman.
Yep.
And she actually meets up with a new girl. So we introduce to Juju on the beat. Juju on the beat. Juju on the beat. Now slide. Put the to the top. Hey. To stop. Hey. To stop. Hey. Anyway. And Juju is Cameron's fiance. So we actually see Cameron for the first time.
Dipset. Hate
him full.
I need my money, baby.
Paid in full. Was that
what what's the point of having soldiers if you ain't going to use them?
What's the use of having soldiers if you ain't going to use them?
I swear.
That's why I'm Rico, baby. I do what I do.
That's what I do, man. You ain't even see when I put my leg up.
My man.
Oh, my
Cleo
God.
Cleo knows. Okay.
Yo, that's hilarious. So, yeah. So we see Juju and we see Cameron.
I laid the murder rap down.
Niggas know we not fucking around. Anybody else do that, they dead around here.
Dead beat. I'm so mad that y'all know this movie. Like that.
Well, yo, that's like, a classic.
I love that movie. Oh, man.
Oh, man. This is hilarious. Hilarious.
You talked to Mitch today? Yo, I ain't talking to them
all day, beat.
I can't. With
hey man, why don't you call me on that, B?
Oh man, so
I would have handled that for you, B.
We see Juju. You get that on your face.
Sorry.
Oh man,
I can do the whole movie. I can do the whole movie.
We can go on and
on. Trying to carry on. You know we got two episodes to cover.
All right, then we got that.
All right, so Juju meets up with Kim Bella. They're homegirls. Of course, we see her with Cameron later on. In the episode, and we were talking about this beforehand, and you were saying how it's a kind of an East Coast thing, because, you know, she was like, yeah, so we've been together, like, you know, 25 years. And he's like, what? and then she's like, yeah, well, you know, 08, and he's like, 2014?
Like, we had our first date in 2014.
Like, yeah. Which was really hilarious. Yeah. 2014, and he's like, well, what about when we lived together? And he's like, well, that's not exclusive. So, and then all of a sudden she's like, what? And he's like, I'm messing with you. And I feel like he wasn't. I feel like there was a little bit of, like, I feel like,
at least the way it was cut.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it looked like there was some truth to that. Like, they haven't been together since 08. They might have been seeing each other, but old boy
most likely, because when them boys was on tour, I mean, they got it in. They did all types of partying. So I'm assuming they probably met down in Miami.
Uh-huh.
Kept in contact.
That's where they
met,
right? Miami? Was it Miami? Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, I think that's where she's from. But anyways, I think, like he said, wasn't until 2014 or 13, which is actually when I first got introduced to her on Instagram and stuff. I was like,
oh, okay,
who's this girl? So that's when I'm thinking that there's probably some truth
to the 2014 situation.
Yeah.
Interesting. And then, so we see them talking, and of course, you know, she wants, you know, the real deal. Just like a lot of these women, they're like, yo, I want to have kids. I want to lock this down. I want to get married. And it sounds like he's like, you know, let's let it happen when it happens.
Right,
like,
yeah.
She's like, we can start tonight. He's like, well, I'm going to the studio. Like, can we wait until Thursday? Maybe. So, I mean, and I feel like this is going to be a constant theme throughout with them too. And I think it was similar, which we actually didn't see, which is Papoose and your girl Remy Ma, and how last season when Papoose was like, yo, I want a kid.
Or similar to Jim Jones and
exactly,
his girl.
Chrissy. So I think it's kind of it's going to be a similar play out, I believe, going forward with these two.
I mean, but now, that is the only time we will see Cameron, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did watch a interview, and he's actually suing them because the way they portrayed him the show as if he was actually on it, but he's like, nah, that's my only scene. I'll take my check. I'm out. So we'll see how it all plays out.
So real quick, before we get into our other segments, we got Mariah Lynn and we got Sky and we got we got the Gwinnin event with DJ Self and we got Drewski. This whole situation, and we got Bianca. This kind of mixed hodgepodge situation. Just, I mean, give me one word. I just can't. Like, okay. Anyway, Mariah Lynn, she's doing too much. I love how she did come for Rich, though.
She did.
That was hilarious.
Actually, I think it's funny how Mr. Gwynnin set her up, like, oh, yeah. Rich has been talking about you. And she went, you've been talking about you?
Yeah.
Like, oh, really? Yeah. Mariah Lynn doesn't need Gwyn, or I forget his name.
DJ Self.
She doesn't need him. She can use her own platform.
Right.
You don't need... She could use Instagram. She got a whole bunch of followers on Instagram. Right. She was at Amber Rose's slut walk. Mm-hmm. She kind of has like that, like...
She could do it on her own.
You know? Why are you messing with this?
And she said this, too. I mean, she said
drunk
she's been...
looking uncle. Like, no, like the... He does. He looked like somebody's like drunk uncle. Like he's all
Rich?
Sweating.
Rich,
oh, yeah. No, I'm talking about DJ Self.
Oh, Self.
Yeah.
Yo, Khalil. These. I'm telling you, man. These New York DJs. I don't understand what it is, but they. I don't know. But yeah, I agree. And who did she say? She said, "Is this a senior citizen event?" She was talking about Rich.
That was actually funny. Yeah,
with the S curl. Yeah, that was funny. DJ Self. I'm just like. I don't know. I mean, the whole contract thing, she tears it up in front of him, which is actually a copy, as we already studied.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was like, whatever, because of the other artist that was there who was singing and not rapping. But she said she was the head person of this label that still doesn't exist yet.
Gwynnin so Entertainment.
Like, come on,
you
now.
Know, and it's so hard to address situations like this.
Right.
What do you say?
Right. I don't
Moving
know.
Moving on.
I don't know. Moving on. So let's get into the segment that we... that we like to call, we're starting to call, we're going to start this new,
right.
It's going forward, and it's called Quotables.
Oh, yeah.
And so, we're going to get into the Quotables.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And what our favorite quotes are from this, and that was, we had obviously two glorious hours of malarkey jumping off. And so, I'm going to start with my man, the honorable brother Khalil. And favorite quotable is from this these two episodes.
My favorite line from tonight has to come from the Book of Yandy. where she so eloquently told the Bitter Baby Mama Club, "You ain't never been nothing more than a slut." Her delivery, her
expertise.
Yeah, it was so exquisite. It was when she said it.
And she said it with her chest. Like
she did. She said it with her chest.
She was really meant
she
that.
She
like,
meant it.
She meant to hurt her.
Yeah.
She really did. Meant to
I
hurt
felt
her
it.
With that.
I felt it.
Yes.
Through the screen.
Burn. Oh, man. All right, Trinae. Your favorite quotable.
I would have to say Queen Patti LaBelle from Cardi B.
Cardi B.
That was... I couldn't have thought that. Anyone else but Cardi B.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
That
pretty,
was it?
Pretty much.
The Patti LaBelle.
The Queen Patti LaBelle.
Queen Patti LaBelle. Okay. Okay. What you got?
Mine is nothing too crazy, but Swift, man, that's not a team player move, man.
Yeah.
It's not a team player move.
You know what? That was
he's
a runner-up for
doing
me.
Doing dirt, but that's not a team player move.
That was a runner-up? He said that was the runner-up.
He got the nerve.
Oh, man. Mine is, I already kind of brought it to light, but she's like a paralegal. I'm like a paralegal.
Right.
I can't get past that. Because
I'm like a host. I'm not a host. I'm like a host.
I kind of work at AfterBuzz.
I kind of, you know.
I'm like an AfterBuzz host.
Kind of. I'm
like an AfterBuzz host.
It's just hilarious
I'm
to me.
I'm like a black person.
just not
you
really.
Know. Black-ish.
Really. Oh, man.
Black-ish.
Oh, man. Anyway, so before we cut out, we want to do real quick. My boy Jimmy V got news and gossip,
yeah.
So let's talk about that.
So I don't stay on top of the blogs, but a few things came past my desk, which was the backstory on who Juelz cheated on Kimbella with.
Ooh.
So I got word from Media Takeout. If y'all want to go check the sources, was he used to rock with Remy Ma back in the day before Papoose, right? So what came to happen though, Remy treated Juelz like a side piece.
He was the slide.
No way.
And look at they split because he couldn't keep Kimbella from wilding out all the time. So she was like, look, I don't need all this in my life. You go do you. And that's how he ended up with Kimbella, but it said he was in love with her, like down on one knee, ready to get married. Yeah,
y'all. Jewel
Santana and Remy Ma. Breaking news. And it said that later on in the series, they're actually going to bring that up too. So
That was good.
One that we didn't mention, I just want to talk real quick, just the whole I'm getting tired of it. I just want to just bring to light real quick the whole Bianca I just wanted to stop. That's all I'm saying.
I can't believe DJ Drewski. He was just basketball being passed around the league. That's a quotable, y'all. That was
messed up.
That was low.
That was cold.
And I'm like, your girl. I mean, why would you say that to somebody that you care?
Honey, I'm right here.
Care
on Twitter and Instagram.
Come on over. I can take you out the hood too. Okay, come on over here.
I'm saying,
I would never treat you like that.
Jeez. I took you out the slums. You're right here. You need to take it down here.
You was being passed around.
And on a side note, just a little bit of shade. I wasn't feeling that Make It Official verse from Bianca. Just saying.
I like her flow.
You don't like her flow?
You like
her flow.
I'll give her that.
You did, okay.
I'll give her that.
I mean, her flow is cool, but I'm talking about lyrically. I was just like...
It was okay.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, I wouldn't say wah, wah, but it was like...
And clear it out.
I know
Mariah Lynn could have might have did a better job.
I was a hoe.
Shade.
I'm admitting it.
Again, I know there has to be so many layers to Bianca, but Mona's just having her out here looking crazy.
Yeah.
Those cheek shorts.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Well, she had the Soul Glow hair.
Because she's a pretty girl.
And then she is pretty. She is a pretty girl. She had the Soul Glow hair. The shorts with the laptop and the shorts, that was kind of
Mona was like, dumb. Here's your script.
Yeah.
That's your new character for the season. Learn it, be it, become it. You're a hoe.
I need commitment out of you.
I do need her to get rid of the Little Mermaid hair, though. I do need her to get rid of that. The blue hair,
It's not even the hair, but the fact that you let him put a laptop on your
booty,
butt.
On your booty.
And you just stood there. The
I thought that was cute.
Synergy, right? you thought it was cute? That's
cute. Oh, my God. I
was not a fan.
I don't know. All right, so we got a few more minutes. Let's get into predictions. Let's do that.
All right. Find out what happened on this TV. Predictions.
All right. Man, that tea was sizzling hot. That was big.
That was big. I had no idea.
I got something for y'all.
Yeah. Okay, so since you gave us the great tea.
Oh, what's about to break down on the next episode?
Let us know.
Oh, man. What's her name from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood? What's her name?
Monice.
Oh, my God. She's gonna come through, cause more drama in Rich's life, of course.
Right.
I hope this was only a cameo. Please don't tell me she's on the rest of the season. And that's all I got for you.
Okay.
Just more stupidness, cause she starts nothing. No, she starts a lot from absolutely nothing. Like, I don't know if you guys noticed it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Oh but yeah,
that's absolutely. That's all I got for you.
Okay. Trine, what you got?
Trizzy.
I just think that now we're going to see Snoop is going to finally wake up and realize that Jay was just here for the career. Because I don't know who that was. Oh, and let me tell you what else. The locks.
Yes.
The locks being changed.
Oh, yeah.
Can we talk
coming
about
up,
that?
Coming up. Yeah.
Can we talk
that's
about
right,
that?
That's right. I thought you were talking about the rap group.
No.
Yeah. I was
the
like, wait.
They coming in.
Styles P, what's up?
The locks being changed.
Bad boy.
Who was that? Was that her mom she was talking to?
Yandy? Mom or mother-in-law? Maybe her mother-in-law. Was it Judy? She might have been talking to
I feel like she was talking to her mom. She's like, she says she got the apartment in his name. We changing the locks. The locks on him.
Yeah, that was
ultimate.
Yandy.
Yes.
That's what a wife does.
Yeah, that's what a wife does. Get it.
Locks up
get
shit.
On the level. Locks it up. That's what I'm doing. Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I'm interested how that plays out. Khalil, what you got?
Okay, in the Bible it says, look to your past to figure out your future. Okay. Uh-huh. Now, if we look at our past.
Look at him trying to
cut. If we look at our past.
There isn't even a button.
Not even a button. Oh, my
God. If we look at our past, we'll see that it don't really work out for people on Love and Hip Hop. So I will say, as I predict the future, everybody's going to end up alone.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. That is our show.
I agree.
We want to thank you for tuning in. We want to thank everybody in the live chat. We covered 2 episodes. We got through it. Of course, we got another juicy one coming up next week, so you got to stay tuned. And make sure you comment. Like my man says, keep the conversation going.
Yeah.
I like to say keep the party going because we just all trying to have fun and do what we do. I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can find me always at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Also, check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Jimmy V, where you at?
Yeah, it's your boy, Jimmy V. Twitter, Instagram, at Be Your Own Dad. Make sure you check out my blog. As you know, I stay up to date with everything. BeYourOwnDad.blogspot.com. Do that.
Yeah. Trinae.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl Trinae, and I'll definitely comment. I mean, I was conversing with some of y'all last week, so let's get the combo popping.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Talk to Trinae.
I seen one of them was like, Trinae needs to stop slut shaming or something. I was like, they coming for
They coming, they coming. Brother, brother Abubu.
No, thank you. I would just like to say God bless, and I will keep you in your prayers. I hope you do the same for me, and you can find me online at Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Abubu. Thank you kindly.
And for Christmas, can you please put this brother a button? Because he's been trying to button this all night.
He's been trying to button
there's no button here.
No.
All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next week. Take care.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.